It is Chase McCabe, 1025 1063, the game, live from our Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. Coming up tonight at Geotis Park, there is going to be a community meeting at 5 o'clock at the Goalpost Club, and it is all about the Fairgrounds Speedway and renovating that. And the group that is behind it is Speedway Motorsports, Bristol Motor Speedway, and we welcome in the president of Bristol Motor Speedway, Jerry Caldwell, who is on the line with us. Jerry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Chase. I'm doing great. I hope you are.
Yeah, I am. And thanks so much for doing this because, look, I make no secret that I like my race cars and I love NASCAR and I love the Fairgrounds. I grew up going to that racetrack, and so I want to see this dream become a reality with what you all are wanting to do. But, you know, we all have to respect the process, even though the process takes a little while. And, you know, so I wanted to open it up to people to have a discussion about this. But I know that you all are holding a rally tonight before the community meeting that will be taking place at 5 o'clock at Geotis Park. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, yeah, we're just letting folks that are our supporters gather inside the Speedway, and then we'll head up to this public hearing. We're really excited. We think this is a great project. This is a great way to preserve and protect that historic Fairgrounds Speedway. It's been there since 1904, one of the oldest racetracks in the country. It's part of Nashville's history and the roots. And, you know, this isn't a new track. This is just restoring the one that is there, despite what some of the noise you may hear. This is really restoring that great racetrack that is there. This is there's not been a great plan for that in the last 40 or 50 years. And this is really a way to preserve that, improve the experience in the neighborhood by reducing the noise with that sound wall. You know, there's so many positives with this, and it really just makes a lot of sense.
Jerry Caldwell is with us. Now, with the plan that Bristol and SM has put forth, and I think this is where everybody kind of gets confused or, you know, you have one side going one way and the other. The financial part of this, you know, Metro is responsible for the track. It's in the charter. With this plan, you all would come in and renovate it and take some of that or all of that burden away, correct?
That's right. That's absolutely right. So this really is a partnership. That's a racetrack that has been there, again, for a long, long time. It is charter protected. There was a referendum passed in 2011 that protects that racetrack, that says it always has to be there. And right now, there is about $41 million in deferred maintenance and repairs that need to be made to that place that would just fall right to the taxpayers. You know, with the money that goes to do all the other necessary things within Nashville, that's the money that it would take to do that. Under this plan, we've put together a partnership with the Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau, with the state of Tennessee, and ourselves. And the users of that property really pay for it. So there's some upfront money from us, from the state, from NCVC, and then the rest we'll issue revenue bonds. Those will be guaranteed by rent that we pay, and then they'll be backed up also by just the revenue that's generated there on the property.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking to Jerry Caldwell from Bristol Motor Speedway, their president. And again, they will have an event tonight starting at 4 at the Speedway before the community meeting at Geotis Park at 5 o'clock. You know how this works, that there are people that they've made up their mind and you're not going to change their mind and one way or another, whether they're for it or against it. But for the people that are on the fence on this, why do you, and you've laid out a lot of this, but why do you believe they should support this and that will continue the growth of Nashville as a city?
Well, one of the things that we believe makes Nashville so special, a really great job while making it in a progressive way and really advancing and allowing all the amazing growth that has taken place over in Nashville to happen, but still hang on to who they are. And the Fairgrounds Speedway is part of Nashville. It's a year older than the Ryman Auditorium. It deserves to be preserved and saved. This is the last piece of the puzzle out at the fairgrounds that needs to be handled. And with this plan, you improve the experience in the neighborhood because, you know, we had one of the experts in the country come in and help us design a sound absorption wall. It will reduce the sound in that neighborhood by 50%, because it's not like a highway wall that you see where it just bounces the sound to the other side. This one has a perforated side and then absorptive materials in it, and then it's solid on the back. So the sound will go in and you trap a lot of it. So it's an improved experience for the neighborhood. And then we just get a restored and preserved racetrack. We're not developing anything. We're not building condos with this, nothing like that. This is really just about restoring that racetrack that's right there, and it deserves to be saved. And then all this plan is put together for it to be paid for by the users of the property.
Yeah, and Jerry, I look at it too as, you know, there's a beautiful soccer stadium, and I love the soccer team, and I'm glad they're here. And, you know, I think that facility is awesome. I want to see a whole complex that includes the racetrack of these state-of-the-art facilities. And so when I hear opposition and I hear people that, you know, supported the soccer team and getting that stadium, and now they're opposing fixing the racetrack, I just get very confused. So when you hear people that are opposing this, I mean, what is kind of the thing that comes to mind for you? Because like I said, I can't understand why they don't view this as a good deal.
You and me both. I honestly scratch my head a little bit too. I don't quite understand the opposition. I have to assume that, you know, in their mind, they want the racetrack to go away. And, you know, I think it's not going to happen. It's not the right thing to happen. This is a great way to preserve that racetrack. We love soccer also. We love the soccer team. We love what they're doing there. Don't quite understand why they're opposed to saving the racetrack. But, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. The other thing that I think folks should understand is this also helps with parking out there. So part of the plan is we redo the racetrack, so the inside part, and make it far more usable and user-friendly. Right now it's kind of undulated. It's just kind of been paved. Patchwork over the years, and it's kind of hilly in there.
Yeah.
This will level all that up, and we'll be able to park more cars, really, for the other events. So for soccer and other events, you'll have more parking and make that a better experience for folks.
Hear that, soccer fans? More parking. There you go. That is one thing that should change your mind right away. One thing that I've done, Jerry, is I made sure on this show and other platforms, watch the All-Star Race at North Wilkesboro. That could be you, because what you all did with North Wilkesboro, I still can't believe, but it was fantastic. Fixing that place up, because they're like the fairgrounds has actually been operational. North Wilkesboro was closed and things growing in it and, you know, for all practical purposes, dead, buried, and gone, and it got brought back to life. That could be Nashville. So I have tried to get people to pay attention to that and what it did for that community. Because I think the same thing could happen here.
Absolutely. Absolutely could. I mean, we call that a resto mod. You know, it looks.
Oh, did we lose Jerry? Oh, there he is.
Nope. You hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, sorry about that. We call it the resto mod, you know, where you really are saving that racetrack. You're restoring it back to what it should be. It still looks old on the outside, but it's new on the inside. And you absolutely could have that same thing at Nashville.
Jerry Caldwell is with us. So tonight is the community meeting. What are the next steps after the event tonight?
Well, one other thing I also want to point out that I think some folks have been misinformed on is this is no more racing. We are not adding one day of racing. In fact, we're taking days where cars can be on the track down from what it currently is. So what we're talking about with a NASCAR race, when you hear bring back NASCAR, what we're talking about is one event every other year. That's all that is. That one NASCAR weekend, in the contract, it says it would happen on average every other year. So next steps would be, we're going to have this tonight. There's a council meeting August the 1st. You know, we're in a bit of a situation with how we move this forward because of the way some folks have called certain meetings. They've tried to, I think, eliminate the path this cycle. But our belief is we're going to have a really strong showing tonight. We want to make sure people get the facts. Do your homework is what I would encourage folks to do. Just read about it. And I think you'll see that this makes a lot of sense. And then we're not going away. You know, whether it's in a few weeks we get this done or whether it's a few months we get this done, we believe it's the right thing for Nashville. And we're going to make sure that we continue to work to get this thing done.
Well, listen, I'm behind you guys 100%. I want to see this done. The first race I ever saw in my life was at the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway, and I want to see a NASCAR race again. So I'm looking forward to that day, and I'm going to remain optimistic. So thanks so much for doing this, and we will definitely talk soon and keep this thing going.
Thank you, Chase.
Absolutely. Jerry Caldwell, president, Bristol Motor Speedway, joining us. Again, they're you can meet at the Speedway at 4 o'clock at the fairgrounds and then go over to the community meeting at 5 o'clock, which is at the Goalpost Club at Geotis Park. And so let's do this thing. Obviously, you know what side I'm on, but I am all about hearing both sides. And, you know, I welcome anyone that is for it, against it, on the fence. Let's have a conversation. 615-737-1025. I know Tim Duggar, who is a well in the NASCAR community, a country music artist, he's going to call in and talk about it a little bit. But I welcome your calls, your texts on the fairground, 615-737-1025. This is a topic that's very, very close to me and important to me. And so let's hope that we can get this move forward. We'll do that next here on the Chase McCabe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.